Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have a very special guest. He's Apostle John Eckhart of Chicago. He's one of our best-selling authors. His main book that everyone kind of associates with his name is Prayers That Rout Demons. And he was in our offices recently, and I didn't get an opportunity to do a podcast with him while he was here because he was very busy with a conference, but he has agreed to talk today. And I want to ask you, Apostle Eckhart, on what you see happening spiritually. I was very interested in your testimony that you gave, in which you talked about how, you know, you started out in the Pentecostal church, and then you discovered Word of Faith, and then you discovered the apostolic and prophetic and so on and so forth. So you have really seen a broad spectrum over a number of decades about what God is doing. What do you see God doing now in 2017?
First of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited. I really see a new movement with the next generation coupled with worship. We've had worship for a while now, but I see a new release of prophetic worship. I've been preaching on Asaph and David and Heman and Jeduthun. So I see a uniting, a joining of prophecy with worship. And I also see a great move in what we call the millennial generation, the next generation of young people. It almost reminds me of what happened years ago with the Jesus movement. I see something similar like that hitting America and the world again with just a release of God's grace upon the next generation.
Well, you know, that's exciting to hear because so much of the news we get is just kind of rampant secularism. And in some ways, the church is in a retreat. You know, you hear about attendance going down at some churches and so forth. So this is encouraging. So even while these things are going on, you're seeing a great move of the Spirit.
Yes, and I believe that this generation, what they're looking for is not just doctrine or just talk. They're really looking for an experience. So I really believe that churches need to embrace worship in a sense that we invite the presence of God and the glory of God in. And I think this generation is really looking for something more than just talking. They've heard talking. We've been talking. But now they're really looking for an experience, an encounter with God. I call them glory encounters. Isaiah encountered God's glory, Moses encountered God's glory, Saul encountered God's glory, and it really changed their life. And I believe that when people encounter the glory of God in our assemblies, it's going to bring a radical transformation into their life, and that experience is going to change many of them and really make them people that are apostolic, sent with a commission to have something to do for their generation, a sense of purpose and destiny. So I'm seeing more and more of that. For instance, Chicago has been in the news, you know, with a lot of violence, but many people don't realize that Chicago is really experiencing a tremendous amount of church growth. It's not reported on the news, but churches are just exploding in Chicago numerically, and it's primarily this young generation that are coming in. Their friends are getting saved, and their friends are bringing them in, and they're experiencing it. So it's exciting, and I really do see hope. It seems like the glory and the light shines brightest when there seems to be so much darkness.
Amen. And I want to find out more about what's going on in Chicago. And also, what you're saying lines up with a podcast that I did a couple of weeks ago with Lauren Cunningham, the founder of Youth with a Mission. So stay tuned after this message and hear what Apostle Eckhart has to say.
Are you ready for the next step in your career? Let Grace College Online bring the classroom to you. Discover flexible, convenient degree programs in business, education, ministry, and more, all grounded in biblical values. Grace College, located in Winona Lake, Indiana, is an evangelical Christian community of higher education, offering graduate and bachelor's degrees designed for you and your busy schedule. Finish in as little as 16 months in an affordable program that includes books in the cost of admission. Get started today at online.grace.edu. That's online.grace.edu or call 1-800-823-8533.
Welcome back. And Apostle, we were really beginning to get into it when you mentioned what's going on in Chicago. You're right, it's not reported. So here I want to report it on the podcast and then in the newsletter that I write about this and, of course, report on it in other ways. So just kind of give us some highlights about what you're seeing spiritually there in Chicago.
Well, we've been doing a lot of praying in our city, a lot of worship. And now we're beginning to see a real tremendous harvest, a real hunger. And I mean, thousands of young people are coming into the church. We have churches in Chicago that are growing in upwards of 10, almost 20,000 members. And it's not really known because some of these churches are new churches with young pastors, pastors that are in their 30s, and they're not as well known. They're beginning to be known. But it is really phenomenal. But there's a new generation of leaders being raised up. They're very apostolic. They're very prophetic. They've been taught a lot in the last 10 years based on what has been birthed in the 90s and 2000s and the last 20 years. Now they're catching this teaching and they're really moving with it, especially apostolic teaching, prophetic teaching, and it's really beginning to change even the way the church looks. And so it's happening. It's really phenomenal. But again, it's not reported on the news. The news will report all shootings and the things, but they really don't see what is happening in the midst of our city when it comes to spiritual things. So it's really exciting. Then around the country, we're seeing a hunger for the prophetic as well. You know, I've been doing these Activate and these Reset conferences as I go around the country, and the response has been tremendous. We've had thousands of people show up to be activated prophetically. You know, I wrote the book called Prophetic Activation, and then people are being activated in prophetic worship. So it's really, really exciting what is happening. And then the use of technology with these mobile apps, with Periscope and Facebook Live and podcasts is really, really opening a way for us to get our message out. And it's a whole new way of communicating with this generation. And there really, really are. God is giving us the technology to really reach people that we probably could not reach before.
Well, that is exciting. And it lines up with what Lauren Cunningham said. I happened to be in Hawaii, and I visited their headquarters there on the big island of Hawaii in Kona. And we were talking, and he was sharing with me that he believes that the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever seen is on the way. And I, of course, said, hey, I need to interview you about this and delve into it a little bit. So we recorded a podcast on my iPhone, and he was telling me, kind of recounting history on how God seems to do something really big every 500 years. And of course, it was 500 years ago that the Reformation happened. And he believes, like you were just saying about Chicago, he says that, for example, in the last decade, more Muslims have come to Christianity than in the last 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And because of everything in the news about ISIS and about Muslim immigration into our country and so forth and so on, except for a few reports in something like Charisma, which seem to be overlooked by a lot of people, we don't really know about a lot of these conversions. Of course, it is hard to verify them. A lot of the people are secret believers and all this kind of thing. But because of what you said lines up with Lauren Cunningham, I just thought I would ask you to give your opinion on what he shared with me.
I agree 100%. Again, I believe that technology is making a way for people who ordinarily would not see or hear certain truths to be able to catch it. It's almost like some of these nations, they cannot keep the truth out because this generation has such access to Twitter, Facebook, apps, smartphones. And so you really can't limit the information from getting to them because they have access to it. And I believe God is using technology in a way to reach people that ordinarily, you know, you would have to actually go to the country and preach to them. But now I'm getting people from around the world that watch me on my smartphone and order my books and comment. It is just unbelievable. It is amazing. And I believe that pastors and Christians really need to harness that tool and use it for the glory of God. And I believe that pastors need to become aware of what is happening around the world and begin to report it to their congregations. As you said, it's not well known because often it doesn't get out except for news outlets like Charisma. But I believe that we need to be abreast on church growth and revivals and have our people tune into that so they can be encouraged to know that their prayers are working. That when you watch the news, it's not all doom and gloom, it's not all bad, but really God is answering our prayers in an unprecedented way.
That is so exciting, and of course we could delve into this probably for hours, but our time is up, so I want to thank you, Apostle John Eckhart from Chicago, for being with me today on the Charisma Podcast Network. And I look forward to having you on the podcast again. So thank you to you.
You're very welcome.
And also thank you to our listeners for listening to the Strang Report today. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.